Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Monday night, and it's Free Your Mind Monday, but you better free it while you still have your mind before it's too late. Monday night, and that was my legendary brother from the past, Brother Jimi Hendrix, with Purple Haze, because at that time, Jimmy was not in his right mind, and either is many of us. We have so much to talk about tonight. There's so many people out there that we have talked to this weekend. This weekend was a collage of a lot of information. I got my sister going to be coming on, Sister Keela, who has some information that's going on to a big event they had up in Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to give us a little bit of information on that. I want to thank everybody for last week's shows. We had an excellent time. I hope everybody learned something. I appreciate all you who are tuning in. And we hope you will continue to tune in and go to www.drybonesconnection.com, where you can get the latest information on what's going on with the most comprehensive understanding to what is going on in today's world. We don't play with you. We give it to you straight and make it plain so anybody can understand. Well, tonight it is Free Your Mind, and I put on here it's Monday, Free Your Mind While You Have It, because there is a war for your mind, and many of you know your mind is already gone. So most of you who have had the opportunity to meditate, understand what's going on in this world, and to continue to focus on your endeavors without letting this stupidity stop you, we commend you and you keep going. For those of you who cannot understand what's happening, well, guess what? There's going to be some issues that's taking place that we all need to try to understand. I've been hearing people say we need, what's the word they're saying, counseling. A lot of people think we need counseling. Well, maybe we do. I'll be the first to say that we need a long couch to be laid out. But the problem is, who's going to be giving the counseling? Who's going to give it? Who do we look for? There's many of us who are trying to reach our people, and those of you, I'm going to encourage you. I know it is tough, but if you got the love of your people in you, keep it going, keep it moving, and do not be discouraged, because this is not a race for the swift. This is for those who can endure through this whole generation of what we are dealing with. Let me just say this, and hopefully everybody understand where we come from. Tonight is a topic where I want more input from you. Even if you do not understand how this thing works, you can always download these shows and send them to other people to listen to. Let them be the judge. Don't worry about how we sound and how they sound. Just ask them to judge the content of what we are talking about. And if the validity is there, then please tune into the show where the facts matter. We're not trying to give you any ideology, no isms. We come at you with pure facts. And so tonight, we cannot dispute the fact that Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Malaysia, Palestine, Detroit, we got Miss happening in Baltimore, Johns Hopkins Hospital, where this is the most prestigious medical institution, that is about to pay $190 million to settle a claim of 1,000 women who have, listen to this, y'all, the gynecologists were using tiny cameras and putting them in the most precise places so they can get hundreds of videos of their patients' body parts. Now, that's some freaky stuff, don't y'all think? The gynecologist now is getting into high-tech porn with many cameras. And they tried to say it was just the employee, but guess what? He worked for Johns Hopkins. I'm sure they knew what was going on. So this is what's going on, everybody. Our privacy is being invaded. Detroit. We just had Brother Pick Me On. I appreciate him coming on last week. And I was on his show Sunday, and I enjoyed it, Brother Pigney. He has an array of people who are in need up there. Just listen to that show and you'll find yourself saying, my God, it is so many of us. And when I say my God, I mean not the one we're talking about. I'm talking about the power of the male and female principle is so neglected right now that it's hard for us to find our way. But with the spirit of Maya, which has never left, it is in the stars that it shall return. We just do not know the day or time, but we know it's close at hand. Where truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness will one day triumphantly return. These principles will put mankind back on course to true humanity, which we are lacking at this point in time. When you have so many people that is in want and so many people that's in need. Also, we have a video that's up by a friend of mine who sent it. I thank you, Brother Sean. Excuse me, I take that back, Brother Tony and Brothers. Actually, no, I take that back. Brother Sean sent me this one on Cynthia McKinney, who was in the Islamic territory of Iraq, where she did an interview. And she held a conference last year, which no one knew about. And she was telling us how, if you look for yourself, how this war that we have right now, it's like I told you before, Elder Pike in the 1800s predicted this, that they would have three wars. This one is to perpetrate the Holy Empire, supposedly the Solomon's Temple and so forth could be brought into this play. But nonetheless, Cynthia McKinney has been out on the trenches, y'all, more so than any of our black politicians in the Black Caucus who should be automatically taken out of office because of their lack of anything, because she put together what she said, that they must automatically come into office, they must agree to support Israel. This came out of her mouth, not mine, and she was there. Notice, her and James Trafficant was two of the leading voices at that time, and both of them was ostracized for telling people what was going on. So you tell me, what is happening? Have our leaders sold out? I would think so. You be the question to that answer tonight, because we have a problem here. If Cynthia McKinnon is telling us that she had to come to an agreement and she did not want to do it, notice they got her out of office immediately. Secondly, I want everybody to know that James Trafficant was on here, and I don't take that lightly. Many of y'all have, based on the fact that, okay, he's a white man, so what? I don't have a problem with anybody who's trying to tell us what that needed to free ourselves. When that bill came out, when he made that speech in 1993, we should have had every organization jumping on it, but we did not. That shows you that we are not in my eye. We just forgot about truth. Forget the truth. Forget that he was telling it. Let him go to jail. Forget Cynthia McKinnon, who's out there telling you for years that Israel was doing atrocities. Forget about it, because guess what? You're too frightened to talk about it. Because the Black Caucus has made every single one of us frightened to talk about anything, because guess what? Like our last show, Burn Baby Burn, all NAACP membership cards, when your origins are started with Khazarian money from the Khazarian banking system, you know best not to talk. And this is what's happening today. Israel has been given a free pass. The Khazarian war machine is no more than a military base designed for Israel, Britain, and the United States. It's keeping an eye on the oil. This is common knowledge. This is nothing that is new. Maybe it is to you, but those of us who have diligently kept our mind on what's happening, this is not new. And so what's going to be a pretext to war is what they're creating, all for control. The killing that's going on, let me let you guys know this, there's being protests are going to escalate throughout different cities, particularly here in Miami. They already had protests from Palestinians. And being that Miami is the Jewish Russian Khazarian hub on Miami Beach, there will also be protests there as well. We're looking at what is considered subterfuge, which means that they're getting your mind to look at something else while they're doing another thing. The Malaysian jetliner, two times have went down, twice, totally disappeared, and this one is totally obliterated in midair to a crash to the ground, and now the bodies are being put in trains for people to inspect, based on the fact that we heard some of them may have been going to an AIDS conference with scientists that knew how the cure would be effectively used on the human population. These are all not known per se, but we will be getting more information as I'm sure it will all come out. And because we have always said this on Drive Most Connection, when you look at the videotape, the origin of AIDS, we told you it was all manufactured. Every disease is in sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, surrounded by people who have no idea when they may unleash that particular virus that will cause panic and will create fear. You do not know. We had a problem now that we are also being inundated. Now, I'm going to say this clearly. Detroit has now gone 15 days without water now. They're going to be gone 15 days without water. You do not see it on no news. Well, while that's going on, a brother of mine sent me a videotape showing that all the news media is saying the same thing at the same time, practically, at the same news hour about the economy. You think it's a staged event? Of course it is. They all are scripted. to say the same exact thing. These are some of the things that we may be bringing up tonight. I'm going to give you an open mic. Just give me a few more minutes, and I'll be opening up the mics to everybody who wants something to say tonight, because while you still have your mind, you best to utilize it, because your mind is being taken from you, slowly but surely, if you allow it to be. Secondly, we have what I considered a movement, and I will repeat this again. Many of you know homosexuals, and I've listened to so many people today on videos, on conferences that they made on telephone. Gays have been with us for millenniums. They have always found their way into the ruling class. They have always had mainstream jobs. Many of you have cousins. Many of you have nieces. Many of you have relatives that are from that gender. You don't go trying to beat them up and all that stuff. People got us believing that we are too infant in the mind to discuss this topic. That is kind of scary to me, because we are not infant in the mind to discuss this. All we are saying is we know it exists. Every church has a choir member. Every church has a band member. Every church possibly has deacons and preachers that everybody knows is gay. They're not attacked. So that's not due to pretense that they're scared for their life. That is not it. We're saying that the media, the U.S. media and worldwide media, has an agenda that is much different than those that you are around. They are now claiming that this is the new agenda to bring to the forefront. Why? Because it has to do with eugenics. It's not that they're trying to tell you to go kill gays. Let's not be that stupid. It's saying you do not need to reproduce. That's what it's about. How hard is that? Do you need a PhD to understand that? Do I have to have a Harvard professor explain that to you in a doctoral way? That it's not about hurting people. It's about an agenda to stop population growth. Because it's all about that. We can care less. Me and most people with mature minds, we don't care what a grown person do. I can care less. Many of your bosses are gay. And guess what? You don't say nothing when you get that paycheck. So let's stop faking like that. But we ain't trying to tell you that, hey, they can't be the new black. They can't get NAACP award status because no one knows they're actually gay until you tell us. But you know we're black. You know we don't look like white folks. So let's not play this game as if it's hard to understand this. The problem I told you before, you're in a Western society, which is a Greco-Roman society. Now, you do your research. The Greco-Roman society has always said male sex was the best sex. I didn't say it. Plato said it. Why don't you go look up his play? Maybe you understand this is not something that we just came out and hate. This is something that they said was their agenda. Now, if it's a Greek agenda and you in the Western world and you happen to be seeing this, this is what's going on. So when a President Obama can be on Time Magazine as being said, this is the gay president, y'all need to take a look at that. When has that ever been said? Last time, y'all believed Bill Clinton was the black president. See where that got us. So confusion from the media is who is in control, is the media. You have believed every word this institution has given us, and now we are going to pay dearly because we do not dispute it. You have to understand that they are pumping propaganda all over the place. Let me make this clear. So anybody who's out there listening who may happen to be gay or homosexual, that's your business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But you don't need to get extra food stamps. You don't need to get extra money. You do not need to get extra housing, and you don't need extra special privileges. Guess why? Because you've always been here. Up until the media exposure to this phenomena, we had no problem at all with gay people working around us. So that is a misnomer. But if you are Disneyland and you are molesting little kids like Disney World, then we got a problem. See, there's a thin line between foolishness. We can't have it two ways now. We can't have it where we're going to be cool with y'all because we don't have a problem with your sexual. If you're a grown adult, that's just grown adult stuff. But when you are having a pedophile ring at an amusement park called Walt Disney, and they got to raid the park, something ain't right. You're telling me Disney, and for those of you who do your research, Walt Disney was already a pedophile. Walt Disney worked with the Germans. Do your research. Walt Disney was not who you thought he was. Walt Disney was putting dark magic on most of us, including myself, when we were watching all those Huckleberry Finn and all these little shows that they were coming out of Miami, out of Florida when we was up in New York, all these shows that were coming out of Florida. The only thing we knew of was Walt Disney, with nothing else, Walt Disney and orange juice. But you notice that this agenda is almost like Anti-Defamation League. It was a woman named Anita Bryant back in the day, and she was called the Orange Juice Lady. And she made a comment because there's a lot of Christians who claim to be Christians say that they're against the homosexuality agenda. Well, she had the nerve to say in her belief system that she was against it. And guess what? She was taken off the Orange Bowl float in the Orange Bowl parade. And you've seen Anita Bryant no longer with the orange juice. That's a powerful lobby. That ain't like most lobbies. That's almost like the Khazarian Jewish lobby, who has so much power that you can't say one word against. Black people don't have a lobby like that. Wish we did, but we don't. We don't have that type of lobbying power to tell people that we're going to do our agenda or they're going to get out or we're going to push them out. We ain't never tried that. Maybe if we did, we might not have all these problems. But back to where we're going with tonight's show. And we're going to let you free your mind before it's taken over. They are planning on, and I keep telling people this, and it's not something I want to be frightening about. They are now going into the next phase of the transgender agenda. You now understand that when you speak of the ancient Baphomet, and those of you who do not know the word, it comes from sometimes the French Latin dictionary, or the French dictionary means Muhammad, Bohammed, but the Baphomet is both male and female, which is androgynous, which is what most of our rock stars was doing back in the early days, Iggy Pop, and they had the androgynous look. This is being brought to another level, that's all. Is being brought to another level. You are now looking at the Baphomet in a transformational agenda where it's no longer talking about the Baphomet. They are physically going to turn people into a transgender society, meaning there will be no boundaries. Your children are being prepared because they love the computer so much. They're also going to be cyborgs, because we are not looking at the signs of what's going on. And because we're not looking at the signs and we claim to be in the conscience community, which that word con is getting on me because it seems like we con each other. The conscience community has to really take a good look at itself right now. We are on the threshold of probably one of the greatest transformations on the planet Earth. But we have a tendency to be stepping backwards. Many of us in the conscious community, supposedly, are we really conscious? Are we dressing conscious? Are we just looking conscious? Is this all a facade, a masquerade, for us to pretend like we are doing something when in reality we are doing nothing? Many of our leaders have put priceless information in front of us. But have we really taken the time to study it Not read it and put it aside, because that's not studying. Studying means to get in depth into the situation at hand. Look at where they were coming from. Historical data, referencing. Because this next generation do not have any teachers coming up. There are no griots that are in the streets like we used to be. Because the computer has softened us. And everything, including what we all do, we think that the computer is going to give us life because we are going through the computer. But in reality, it takes away our one-on-one contact and that personal interaction that we need to have in order to make a movement. A movement cannot possibly be done without us having interaction, everybody. And because most of us are now turning to our phones rather than turning to each other, when we are on dates, we turn to the phone. We at the movies. People are in the movies on their phones because we have now been brought into the transgender movement, which you would now put away the humanity and you would now fall in love with the machine. So tonight, you tell me, is Russia for real or is this a game? Is America for real? Are they actually Israelis pretending to be Americans? Is all this one big facade for a bigger picture? How could a man named Albert Pike in the 1800s write a book about this and know it word for word what is going to happen? And it is actually going on word for word. Look that up. He said it would be 3 world wars. And the second one would be that which would be with the Muslims. The Islamic Mohammedan. It wasn't even called Islam then. It was called Mohammedan. Show you how that name came up. So tonight, you get on board. I'm going to let you make your decision on how y'all want to run tonight's show, what y'all want to talk about. I'm going to bring my sister in first because she can give a little bit of understanding. She was in Atlanta, Georgia. I want everybody to make your comments kind of brief, so we can get more people in. I see people are on the line. Those of you who are on the computers, I thank you for listening. We do not have chat rooms up, basically because we want more people to get into listening and to understanding where the Dry Bones Connection is trying to go with this. We are in the four stages. We believe, and I say believe, but I'm going to really say we know that the sacrificing is happening. Two airplanes do not fall out the air. I told you they will be doing blood sacrifices during the blood moon era. Many think it's a joke. Why don't you go look up the blood moon? Why don't you go look up the black moon of death to show you that the occultic world is at high right now. The energy is all high. They are doing the ceremonies of Saturn, meaning the killing of children. But you don't want to hear that because you don't know the rituals. Because you're too busy thinking that we know everything. But when you look this up and say to yourself, man, these are rituals that are being perpetrated on all nations of the earth who are not in accordance to the new rule. Now I'm going to say this nicely. Any leader that is talking about following a new order, you need to ask them what order they're talking about following. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they own hidden colors or living colors. You need to ask them, what you mean by following a new order? Because if it ain't the order that we can prosper with, then you need to take a good look at that. So we're going to open the mics up. I'm going to go to Atlanta first because Atlanta is where a lot of happiness was this weekend. We had a lot of people saying it was a beautiful experience. I got my sister here, Sister Keela. Tell us how Atlanta was this weekend. I know it was hot. Give us the rundown on the situation where they went to your conference, and how was the conference? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Dry Bones. How are you tonight?
We are on fire, really, because I'm hyped up for what's happening, and I feel that we need to wake up at a faster pace. But you was around some good people, so how was the vibe there this weekend? Tell us what it was.
Oh, yes. This was my very first time attending. It was the The group is called Liberated Minds. It's a conscious group here in Georgia. And I was invited to attend. It was an event, a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I attended Saturday and Sunday. And this was their third annual Black Homeschool and Educational Expo. And what they did was they brought scholars to conduct workshops and lectures all around the country. I mean, I've met people from Ohio, D.C., Alabama, of course, Florida, and it was a beautiful experience because a lot of folks there were a lot of families, husband and wives and children. They were all pretty much dressed in African attire, and they were shouting out a lot of positive African drums, music, and it was a very loving family environment that I've never experienced, and I live in Georgia. I met some really great people there. I don't know if
how
you guys heard of
them.
It was 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And I met the Black Panther founder, Irritated Genie, which is a really great organization. The War on Horizon. I think that's what it's called. I met some really great scholars who produce their own Black literature, going back to the African heritage. Like I'm talking about the first dynasty to hear. I mean, there was a lot of scholars that were promoting their curriculums, and it was really great. Yeah.
Well, what was the lady's name? You told me about the lady. Who was the lady who was?
Liberated Mind. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name. It's Queen Fahasi, and she is it's her company. She put it on, I guess, and this. Liberated Mind's been in Atlanta for, I guess, maybe about 5 or 6 years, but this is their third year putting together a Black Expo that a lot of folks came from around the world. So this is like a national movement. And I was just really, really excited about being there. And,
yeah,
and
I'm glad
of course, there's a lot of different conscious brothers and sisters that I can, be able to grow in my conscious quest.
And you're, right, because like I said, you're learning more so to get into some of the newer areas that, and I like the fact that you are admitting that you want to grow, which is one of the first and foremost things, admitting that we both and all need growth. Let me ask you, and you're seeing all this, was this a free event or this was you had to pay to get in?
It was relatively inexpensive if you bought your tickets ahead of time. It was like maybe $35 for the whole weekend if you did an advance purchase. And, of course, at the door, I believe, was like $25 is what I paid.
And this was also part of that. It was part of that homeschooling as well as was part of that as well, the homeschooling, go ahead.
And what I really liked about it is they gave every vendor an opportunity to come out and lecture on their product and their service. So it was a great Black network opportunity.
And I think that's going to have to happen, everybody. We need to support those. I hope every state, those of you listening in different parts of the country or different parts of the states, it doesn't take a lot to put these types of things together. I think it happened also in St. Petersburg, the Black Business League. They had also a little expo that I went to, and the vendors were there. And the key to this, y'all, we got to sustain communications with our people that are in business. We cannot, and let me make this clear. If you're in business, everybody who's listening, the difference is, can we get a smile out of the Black business people? Can we be glad when we come into the business? Can we be felt as if we are appreciated when we spend our money with black businesses? I think that is one of the biggest problems that we have is the lack of respect for each other when we go to exchange money with each other. I think that person who is giving the service and the person who is providing the service, that person should be smiling all the time to let that person know we appreciate you. And I think that'll go a long way in black business etiquette, because we have a lot of people, and I think some of y'all can attest to that. We go to a store, y'all not even looking at us like we want even, y'all want us even in the store. These are the things that we got to change that we can change. It don't need nobody else to change. I'm going to keep you on the air. My sister, give everybody a chance because I see the lines are lighting up. I'm going to give my sister up here in Florida. She was telling me about the event, and I want you to tell me about this event because I plan on going with you because we're going to get some people to go. The event that's going to be in September here, and I'm very glad that they're having it here. Are you on the phone, Sister Malika?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Yes, give me the event that we all going to go to. That this is my type of event. The one we're going to go to in September. Give us a little rundown on how that. And this sister, before you come on, let me tell you something. This sister go to all the cultural events here. You name it, she's there. Jazz events. Cultural events, art shows. She is definitely my correspondent to the arts here in the city of Miami. And yes, this is a sister who is fluent in Latin, but you know what? You got to have a sister here who is fluent in Latin. Otherwise, you won't know what's really going on. So, sister, tell us what is going on in September that I want everybody, all my brothers out there who are on the square or who in the compass, you better understand what she's about to say. Go ahead, sister.
Well, it's very interesting. It's going to be in books in the Coral Gables area in Miami, Florida. And it's very interesting because it's called it's called the Secrecy of Freemasonry. The Writing Secrecy in Caribbean Freemasonry, and it's going to be presented by the author Josiana Arroyo Martinez. She's Hispanic, and she's written, books. She's very well educated in the African diaspora, and it's going to be very interesting because we have what we call in Cuba an apostle called Jose Martí, and Jose Martí was a defender of the independence of Cuba. He was a great poet, but he was also a Freemason, and he lived in New York for a while, and I've always had questions in reference to his connection with Freemasonry. So she's going to touch base on that. So that's going to be very interesting because
yes, it is.
And
I want people to know that. Oh, yeah, and I want people to know that. This is a woman, y'all, my brothers out there who are listening. This is going to be a woman who's going to be doing this particular lecture. So all those who are being told that women are not in masonry or Freemasons, you are totally incorrect. I wish I can go further with that tonight, but that's not the topic. But the woman can also be a Mason. Matter of fact, she is Freemason. Anyway, I thank you, sister. Stay on the line with us, you and her both. I'm going to bring in some more people in here because we're going to get to some topics tonight. Hopefully everybody get to free your mind while you still have it. 8557, you're on the air. OE Dry Bones.
Greetings, Brother Dry Bones. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
This is Brother Sean Hill from Tampa, Florida. And
there you go, brother.
And as you mentioned the video with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and for everyone, the listeners, the title of that video is called U.S. Lawmakers Forced to Support Israel And during that interview, which he conducted with the Press TV, Iranian Press TV, she did a news hour segment that she basically summarized her congressional experiences with putting forth certain bills and legislation from the members of her constituents in her community in Georgia, and a lot of the obstacles that she ran into regarding trying to serve the members of her community. And a roadblock she encountered was because she refused to pledge any allegiance in support of Israel. And she revealed and during that interview that all congressmen and all 450 congressmen and all 50 senators must affirm and pledge their support to Israel if they expect to have a congressional or Senate career. And without that, they don't receive any congressional campaign funds and certainly any of their political needs of their constituents will be roadblocked. And so I urge everyone to take a look at that video. Go to your website, go to Drive On's Connection, and take a look at that video. It's a very, very compelling and insightful video.
Yes,
anyone's, you know, concerned about why their vote isn't being counted and why their voice or their political agenda is not getting through. Well, this is. She explains very candidly why. And so any of us that still have faith in the political process, like you said, go ahead and throw away your NAACP card, your Congressional Black Caucus membership and all that. All of it's crap. Your Republican, your Democratic voter's card, all that's crap. It doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know what? And she put it so eloquently, because when you think about everybody, and this is where we're at in this, we have to look at the money trail at who's getting this. The name of the group is called APEC. They're the biggest lobbying group in Washington, D.C. We're not making this up. They're there. No one seems to want to turn down this money. But we want you to know that the House of Rothschild, who was given that land, which is called Israel or Palestine in its former day, was actually an agreement called the Balfour Agreement. Look it up. It was given to them because they helped finance Britain, and they helped finance the 12-Day War. And from there, they gave them this land. They didn't fight much. Britain was already there, and Britain gave them this land to them as an agreement, because Lord Balfour had been so loyal in his service to the crown that they gave it to him. You can read the letter. It's called the Balfour Agreement. Get some clarity on what's happening. That way you can see why this is going on. This didn't happen by circumstance, everybody. This was orchestratedly put together by nations upon agreements with bankers. Now, Brother Sean, you've been in the military, and I want to give a shout out also to my sister, Lieutenant Dorothy, who gave some excellent videos that we're going to get into sometime next week. Dorothy, so if you're listening, prepare yourself, because I just want you to know the Jesuits are paying a record amount in sexual abuse right before our very nose. So while we're looking at all this, people are being paid billions of dollars based off sexual abuse from pedophile religious orders. So in saying so, this is a liberal agenda, don't you think, when you're dealing with, isn't it, in your estimation, when you deal with anything with the Israel agenda, isn't that liberalism?
I would agree with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and also with the one of the previous videos you posted of William Cooper, his 1992 CNN interview. The labels or the political affiliations of a Democratic or Republican Party the whole, right wing or liberal base. All those are just, psychological tactics. They're just political tactics. And, to subscribe or assign a certain characteristic to stir emotions, to get people to, to feel that their needs are actually being addressed when they're not. There's, there's only one agenda. And you can uncover that agenda, like you said, if you just follow the money. And that's one thing that she mentioned. She exposed where, that's where all the money is coming from. It's like you mentioned, the AIPAC, these political action committees, who actually they're funding our government. And surprisingly enough, like you said, a lot of money is actually coming from the seizing of land, the seizing of trust. We, often forget when we invade another country, and I say we, and like you said, I served in the United States Air Force. I'm a veteran, like you mentioned, Lieutenant Captain Dorothy. So we know of the certain type of military operations that, that the United States, the military has conducted. For example, 1989, the invasion of Panama, when we invaded or went ahead and invaded Panama and took Manuel Noriega out of office. Each time that happens, this is what we have to realize as Americans. The removal of not just the person is taking place, but also the seizure of all the that person's or that leader's assets, their money, their villas, their bank accounts, even if they're Swiss bank accounts, offshore, Cayman Island accounts, Barbados, things like that, Bahamas, all those accounts and all those millions of dollars or billions of dollars are seized by the U.S. Department of Treasury. If anyone is familiar or listened to the news lately and you hear about all these sanctions, well, our government seizes that money. Noriega, Liberian President Charles Taylor, Muammar Gaddafi, Libya, Saddam Hussein with Iraq, the first thing that they do first before a bomb is even dropped is seize the bank accounts. They go after the money. That's what's been funding our government and keeping our government afloat, is the seizure of the assets of all these countries that we've invaded. That's what's keeping our economy afloat. Not only those countries that we've invaded and seized those assets, but we've also forgotten about our Native American brothers and sisters. Another example, case in point, the Lakota tribe. If anyone is remember the whole, if you go back in our Native American history, Crazy Horse, okay, name sounds familiar, right, of the Lakota Nation, the Lakota tribe up in South Dakota, okay? A lot of our Native American tribes had obviously, they were the original land owners, the original title holders to the land here in North America, okay? But, of course, we know through various treaties they made with the Union and even some Confederate states, they have ownership of those lands. But in some cases, they've had to go to court and sue for the right to the title, the free and clear title of their land back. And so one example with the Lakota tribe in North Dakota of the Great Sioux Nation, they've actually sued for an area in South Dakota that's called the Black Hills. We've all heard of Black Hills gold, which is obviously a reason why their land was taken, because of the gold and the oil there. But this particular example is where the Lakota Nation didn't sell out. They say, we don't want your money. We just want our land. And they've actually won their Supreme Court case in which that they were entitled to be given a settlement. And the government offered them a settlement. Say, okay, yeah, you're right. We'll pay you for the land. And they rejected the settlement. So for decades, for over, hundreds of years now, there's been money set aside in Department of Interior trust of the Bureau of Indian Affairs of millions of dollars that's owed to several Native American nations, but they've refused to take the money. They said, no, we don't want the government's money for a settlement for our land. We just specifically want our land back. And so that money has sat in trust for decades, and it's earning interest. And the government is using the interest off of the Native American settlements, off of those trusts, to continue to bankroll the economy. So people are often wondering why the economy hasn't collapsed yet. Why hasn't the economy collapsed yet? Because they're using money that are in these Native American trusts now that have reached interest in the billions of dollars. And now, like I said, the Lakota Nation, the Great Sioux Nation, that's just one example of one trust that they haven't accepted the money, because the minute they accept the money, they lose their land. They mm-hmm. just acquiesce and say, hey, we've given up the fight. No, they don't want the money. They want their land. And they still haven't received or, you know, reclaimed their land yet. And so the government is just using that money.
And that's
so
the same.
Where
that's
the current money. Yeah, that's where all the money is coming from right now. And that's where you get into the present. Right. I'm just going to finish the last point. One minute. That's where you get into the present problem with these sanctions. And they're trying to – the sanctions is just another clever way of – a way of a foreign policy term that's saying that they're stealing money. That's all they're doing is stealing money from all these countries. And what's going to happen is Russia is going to say, you know what, we're not going to let you steal, continue to take our money, because the Federal Reserve controls the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. They control the Federal Reserve System that owns all the bank accounts, all the routing numbers, all the SWIFT codes, and they can seize anybody's assets whenever they want. Here at home, whenever the dope boys, when the SWAT team comes around the corner, they've already seized their bank accounts. That's a given. They don't tell you that on the news. They've already gotten the money out of their bank accounts. It's the last part is just seizing the physical assets. So that's how the economy is being kept afloat.
And with pensions,
yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this, and I'm going to bring a couple more callers in. For those of you who don't know, he mentioned Crazy Horse, everybody. And I think those of you who love history, read Crazy Horse. I want you to read what Crazy Horse said about one of the Buffalo soldiers. And I'm going to quote as best I can. He had a Buffalo soldier that came when they were fighting the last of the wars before they had to surrender. And he didn't want to kill this particular Buffalo soldier because this Buffalo soldier was pretty friendly to him in the tribes. So he didn't scalp him, but he let him bleed to death on the battlefield. But this is what he said. He said, my friend, the black white man who have treated us well, I will let him die in glory. Now, I sent that out to a few people who have this fixation on believing that, you know, everything we do is so great. This is what he said to the black white man, because these people who lost that land, I want everybody to know this, they would never have lost so much land so quickly if it wasn't for the Buffalo soldiers. I want y'all to understand that. The Buffalo soldiers genocided as many of them as they could for the U.S. Cavalry to open up the West for Brigham Young, the Mormons, and many of the Seventh Day Adventists and the Jehovah Witnesses. So you need to do your research to find out what's really going on in history. Let me open up some more mics and get some more people in here, because this is getting hot in here. Let me get 3274.
Good evening, people. I'm so happy to hear that you guys are on it. You got the right ideas.
What's up, brother?
What are we going to do about it? And how do we go about doing something about it? I came in on your Detroit issue. And as you know, Dorian, you know that this fluoride has been in our water for some years now, after World War II.
Hold on.
Fluoride in our water. Fluoride is mind control.
No. That's right. This is Ray Fauntleroy, everybody. I wanted to introduce you because I don't know if you know, but this is my friend, Brother Ray Fauntleroy. He's been on the show, and he's always been the struggle. So he is going to give us some information about this fluoride situation and what we need to do to catapult it so they can cease and desist. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Well, you know, the first thing we need to know is what it is, and I just ask everybody to Google fluoride, and you see that it's a poison, and it's mind control, and it has dumbed America down, America, all of the people, not just the blacks, but the whites, too, and as you know, most of them are dumber than dumb, but that's what has caused a lot of our problems. So I'm suspect about what's going on in Detroit, because if they're cutting the water off, maybe they've taken the fluoride out or replaced it with something else. I don't know exactly what it is. But the other thing about Detroit is that it has always already been said that the UN is supposed to move in and take over the city of Detroit. I think that's where they're going with that. So I just think it's time for us to, you know, we know these issues, we know the problems, and we've got to figure out ways to address them. To change this whole thing. We know who the Jews are. We know what they do. We know what they did to Cynthia McKinney. You know what they did to my brother, who was U.S. Congressman for 21 years. They shut him down real good. So, you know, we're going to have to do something, y'all. We're going to have to organize ourselves and make some moves. Dr. Claude Anderson, by the way, is having a conference in April. That should be a very informational piece. And a piece that will bring us together economically, I'm praying. But we need to get our finances together. We need to hook up with these brothers in these other countries in Africa and in the Caribbean. We need to hook up with them and those who've got sound minds and come together and put our economic base together and put our defense force, and I'm going to say that again, put our defense force together, because we do have a right to defend ourselves from this onslaught, and that's what it is. They're beating us up on the street. They're killing us. They're shooting us. They're locking our young people up, men and women, you know, and they're taking our homes. And we're sitting back like, you know, it's normal. It's not, you know, and as Bob Marley said, how long must they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? It's time to stop standing aside, y'all. And
it's so funny you said that. It's funny you said that, Brother Ray. Stay on where you were, because I was on Facebook the day earlier, and one of my Facebook people that I do admire, Sister Nephilai, she had Nephilai reincarnation, that's what she called herself, Nefertiti reincarnation. And she had where a police, one of these spectators in one of these World Cup games, Spanish, look like Spanish, ran into the field with a flag. And the police jumped on him, like four of them. Listen to this, y'all. It's on Facebook. I want y'all to see this. Four police jumped on him, and they started doing what they do to all of us, kneeing them, hitting them. Do you know the crowd jumped out onto the field and started beating up the police? I lied to you.
Amen.
Y'all need to see this.
Amen.
And this was on Facebook today. This was at a recent start. And I'm telling you, y'all, this is something that needs to be very well examined. Some people say we need to do some analytical thinking. I think we better start thinking of new procedures, because the police ain't the good old police no more. These are Gestapos. They are dressed in black. They are dressed in a very, very frightening way. Many of us as black men, and I'm sure black anybody right now, I don't even want to say just black, anybody who's been followed by the police, you know your heart jumps. Don't even fool yourself.
You got to remember, they're a gang. They move as, like a gang, but they're cowards.
Like a gang.
And when you,
that's right.
When you start, when you start fighting back, when you start taking their names and making sure the problem getting home, I think some things will change. But again, we got to stop killing each other, and we got to start looking around and see who the real enemy is.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask this, brother, because you've been in a lot of protests, you've been with a lot of prominent people out here organizing. I've been noticing that they're using the pretext. This happened in it's happened in Jacksonville, Florida, where they're using a thing called clean sweep, where the black community was so violently taken by the youth. We were so scared of our own youth. We asked the police to come into the neighborhood, and they did a complete sweep of 1,800 homes, everybody. That's uncalled. That's, and without search warrants. Y'all look this up. This is in Jacksonville. And I think they're doing it in the other states because we are crying out because we're scared of our own communities. This is embarrassing, everybody.
Well,
this is embarrassing.
Remember a couple of things that we have to remember as we go through this. One, it's being done to us through our food. They've got chemicals in our food that cause violence. They've got chemicals in our food that causes a change in the hormone structure. That's why we're having all this homosexuality over here, you know. And the brother who exposed it, after he was asked to research the chemical, and I can't remember his name. I think it's Davis, but I'll get it together for the next call. You know, they've been trying to kill him since he exposed it. But he says there's a hormone in our food that has been proven to cause male frogs to change gender to female frogs. And it's in our food supply. We also know that the MSG that's in our food supply, for those of us who can't stay out to Chinese restaurants, that MSG brings on that diabetes and other illnesses from your food. So, you know, they're on us. They are doing every possible thing they can to get rid of black people. Why? Why? And I believe that it's because, one, we are the original man. We are the ones created in the image of the Creator. It's us, but we don't seem to know that. And we allow these punks to come and take our land, take our governments, and now want to rule the world. But they're going to be stopped, and they have to be stopped. And they're going to be stopped by you, and they're going to be stopped by the Creator of the universe, because He did not intend for them to rule. And I just pray that we will wake up and do whatever it is it takes to stop this attack on our people. And I also want to just say one other thing, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. But we got to come together, and we got to turn and not on each other.
I agree with that. Stay with us, brother. Stay with us. I'm going to go get some more calls, but stay with us. 6395, OE Dry Bones. Appreciate you on the air. 6395.
Yes, good evening. I'm Sandra McDonald. Good evening. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida, actually. This is my first time calling in, so thank you for affording me the opportunity. I want to change the conversation just a little bit, though, because there's something happening in the country that's getting zero press, happening to men, women, and children across this country, and I'm hoping to there's some public awareness with this. This is a matter of people being harmed by remote means. And if you give me a moment, I'll try to explain what that entails.
Go ahead.
For many years, the military, the DOD, DARPA, the national laboratories in the country, some universities across the country have been involved in R&D of many different types of weapons, chemical, biological, many different forms of weapons, for military purposes and law enforcement purposes. But now what is happening is these very same weapons are being used against civilians, being used against children. I will tell you what has happened to me in the past 11 months. In August of last year, I began noticing that I was having pain, various parts of my body. I'm 56 years old. Children, two of whom are adults, one is a minor. So, you know, 56, sometimes you think, but you're just getting older, natural things, but it soon became apparent that this was being done to me purposefully, deliberately. So really, I have to check myself. I'm
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You're going
Hello?
In and out, though. I need you to talk. Yeah, I need you to talk into the phone. And tell me now, when you say that you were targeted, what made that belief come that you were targeted? I mean, give us some idea why.
I was being cut. My body was being cut. And my body was being burned. In my home, outside of my home, I noticed that I was being tracked whenever I left the home, tracked from room to room within my own home.
What do you mean?
UAV.
Okay, so you're saying that ultraviolet light was seen in your house.
I am saying that someone, person or persons unknown, are using what is termed directed energy weapons. These weapons are verifiable. There are patents for these weapons. And as we all know, the mind is everything. And the military began research into developing technology that could be used to control one through behavior modification, through controlling your mind. And the term, the method for that is remote neural monitoring. Remote, N-E-U-R-A-L, monitoring. There's a patent for it. There's some information that can be found online with regard to that. And as we all know, I think we are all familiar with the non-consensual human experimentation that has gone on in this country.
I agree that there's a lot of that going on. Now, being that this is a talk show, I have to ask you, what make you think that there's something that, this is just a question, why would they want to harm you in your mind?
That, sir, is the $64,000 question. I cannot tell you that because, you know, I'm an everyday Jane. I am special to my family and to my friends, but
they're probably testing. Yeah, experimenting, that's what that is, and that's a microwave.
Well, I would just want to say that this is not being done only to myself. There are thousands of us, many thousands of us across the country, and the Navy Yard shooter, Aaron Alexis, was being controlled in this manner. And that is why when he went to the Navy Yard that day, his weapon, his ELF weapon, his electromagnetic frequency weapon is what he carried with him that day. Because these weapons and these technologies operate off the electromagnetic spectrum. And if there are veterans, and I believe I did hear a young man on the call earlier who mentioned that he had served. You may know what I'm speaking of because there are certain bases that have directed energy directorates. And these weapons are high energy lasers that can cut you remotely. There are high-power microwaves and millimeter wave technologies that can burn you remotely, that will come through your home, the walls of your home.
That's right.
And harm you, harm your children. I'm not going to take up much time, but I just want to leave you, if I may, leave you with this. I have photographed the damage that they have done to me and posted some of those photographs on my Facebook page, which is Sandra.Laser, L-A-S-E-R, .94. Sandra.Laser.94. Go to the photo albums. You'll see some horrendous photographs. This is a subject that needs the public awareness, because any time you can be cut, you can be burned, not see the person doing it, not see the weapon doing it, we're in some trouble. We are in some trouble. And they have cut my 14-year-old on the back of her neck. They have burned my 14-year-old across her chest and her abdomen. And this is getting no press because, as the caller said earlier, two Malaysian airlines down. The Save Our Girls, Save Our Daughters campaign. We're looking outward. We're looking at Israel. We're looking at Syria. We're looking at everything else except what is happening right here where we are. And somebody better start paying attention.
Now, you're right, because I want you – don't leave the phone. I want you to stay with us, because we have on the website Doppler, for those of you going to www.driveonconnection.com, we just put that on because Lieutenant Dorothy gave us the newest videos that they are experimenting with. And I don't like to take people's I think you should look at it, because what the woman has just said is actually what Israel is using right now on the Palestinians. It's been known, it's been found out that they're using lasers. And the lasers are here. DARPA is one of the most diabolical military industrial agencies in the world. They're making cyborgs and everything. We said that earlier. And she's absolutely right. They had a police van that could x-ray your house. But thank goodness the ACLU worked against them, because many of the people got upset at that, because you can x-ray a person's house and see right inside it right now, everybody. So this is not a joke.
It will see through concrete walls. The radar will see through concrete walls.
Concrete walls. But they took it out. They said they had to take it out. Now, I'm going to tell everybody, the reason why this is happening, Brother Ray said something earlier, we're not activated to read. We're not even organized to call. The simplest thing you can do without even putting yourself in danger is pick up that damn phone and tell them you are aware of what's going on and you want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the problem is we'll call for American Idol to see if we can get somebody a win next week, but we won't call these people who are actually more dangerous than you can even imagine. Right now, we're talking kind of light. If I was to actually tell you what they actually plan to put into the brains that DARPA has, go on www.drivebomberconnect.com, they are trying to do, and I hate to say this, they're going to do lobotomies without you even knowing, because the laser can go through your head and hit a vital point and put you into what they call a comatose.
They can put you to sleep. They can make you go to sleep. They can put you to sleep. They can put you to sleep when you're driving down the road.
And this is real. I know y'all think it's sci-fi, but this is not sci-fi. This is real. Go on there. And see, we talked about it before, but see, I'm glad you brought this up, sister. I'm going to ask you one more question before I take another caller. I'm going to take you 090890 next. We spoke about Jacksonville. What is going on with this new move for the police to sweep 1,800 homes? How did that happen?
Well, like many places, there is a lot happening with the crime going on here in Jacksonville. However, I would like to say who and what is causing the surge in the crime rates in Jacksonville around the country. A lot of times what is happening is, again, related to remote neural monitoring, because the mind is everything. And if someone can control your mind, they, through behavior modification, let me just say this. A lot of the crime that goes on, these school shootings and so on and so forth, in the aftermath of that, you will hear people that know the actor saying, "We can't believe that this person did that. Not like this person," you know, that sort of thing. And right. There may be a reason for that. There very well may be a reason for that. And the only thing that will stop this from happening in our communities is a public awareness and a public outcry. Because it gets virtually no press, you know. And we need the public to become knowledgeable about what is happening with remote neural monitoring. It is insidious, and you will think that you are going through something just unbearable. It's unbearable. However, it's being done to you. It has been done to people around the world, but mostly here in the United States. I can say that it's mainly a black thing, because you know what? It's a class thing.
Right.
It's a class thing. Now
well, we
it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know people who have been told they have fell out. As a matter of fact, people don't know that Steve Coakley was one of the first to say that many people was falling out in their houses and came unconscious. A lot of the killings that are going on with bankers are actually being them jumping off a building. So this is real. Stay on the line. Let me get some more calls in here. This is becoming a very interesting night. We need to act. Let me go to 0890.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. How you feel tonight?
I'm doing very good, thank you. Actually, I'm a first-time caller, and so I wanted to let you know I'm also from Tampa, Florida, and transplant from New York, up in your neck of the woods there originally. Anyway, long story short, I only had one quick comment that I wanted to make, going back to what Brother Sean Hill had to say about seizure of assets. I'm not going to say my name, but I'm just going to let you know that I am an employee of a major banking institution here in Tampa. And right now, currently, just in the end of this past quarter, the financial institution that I work for holds $111 billion in seized assets, which is 15% below last quarter. So that kind of gives you an idea of the amount of money that we're stealing.
Yeah,
my goodness gracious.
That's unreal. Now, of course, like I say, I respect your anonymity. Let me ask you this. Is this part of this, are y'all being told of a program called Agenda 21? Are y'all?
I haven't been.
You ever? Okay. I can only say that you should look that up, because that's part of the whole seizure and land confiscation game that they're playing. It's called Agenda 21, everybody. I would suggest everybody look this up, because they're even cloaking it with names called Project 21. They're giving different names to different things with the number 21 after it. But this particular one called Agenda 21, I would suggest everyone take a look, because they have seized millions of acres of land right now. And sister, I appreciate that information there, because these banks, and we said this before, everybody, these wars are banker wars. These ain't wars for nothing but banking institutions for the control of resources. And until the people realize that we're not fighting for democracy, We're not giving liberation to Libya. We're not giving liberation to Benghazi. We're not giving liberation to any of these areas. Because if we can't give liberation to Detroit, Michigan, why would we believe they can give liberation across the sea and they can't even do it to their own homeland? So we need to be aware of what's going on. And all that you've been seeing, Sister, the banks basically are not, without a doubt, full of money, would you say? Is gold being brought back into the picture, or have you heard gold is being backed anymore, or is just no gold whatsoever? They just print money. Which one is it? Are you just printing money?
It's seizure of everything.
They just seizure and printing money.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, I appreciate that. I'm going to keep the lines open because, again, I want everybody to stay in here. Let me ask everybody who's on the line today, what would you think it would take that's simplistic? Because I know our people don't like to hear nothing too rough and hard. But wouldn't the outcry, I ask people all the time, did you call the congressperson? Did you call the local individual? Did you call anybody? Have y'all noticed that our people don't react, or most people are not reacting in a way that could be easily remedied by just letting these people know that we are aware of what's going on, or you think the people are maybe too ignorant to find out what's happening?
No, I don't think that the American public is too ignorant. Yeah, irregardless of how the media reports or put a slant, you know, on a story, I would say the average American person between the ages of 25 and 45 or 55 has a general good idea of the atrocities that are being committed, the lies that are being told by our government, by our politicians, the harm and the pollutants, the harm that's being done to the environment. We all are aware. Every human being on the planet is aware of what's happening in his or her own environment. The problem is we're comfortable. We're all comfortable in our environment, whether we're comfortable with our things, our assets, our home, our cars, our job, our salaries, you know, the good life we live with our families, and we've forgotten what it's like to struggle. Because, yeah, some of us have achieved certain financial status, entertainers, athletes, the politicians and the like. And, you know, whatever, you know, we've been given titles like middle class, upper class, affluent, wealthy, rich, millionaire, billionaire, all these affluent titles of success, we've just gotten comfortable. The whole American dream is supposed to be the image of somebody that's successful, has a house, has transportation, has a family, and is not just every need has been addressed, and there's been a solution provided for that. So we've gotten comfortable in our lifestyles to where, yeah, as long as we're working, we're making a check, life is pretty good, the sun is going to come up tomorrow, then there's nothing wrong. But all along, we know, we're aware of, like I said, what's the atrocities that are being committed all over the world and even in our own country. But and then that last, you know, that last line of reasoning, which is basically fear. And out of fear, we make excuses to reason and rationale, you know, excuses to as to, well, maybe things will get better. Well, maybe things aren't as bad as they seem. And, you know, it's it hasn't happened to me yet. So, you know, then, you know, no harm, no foul. Like Reverend Pinckney has said, you know, Cynthia McKinney, just so many other dynamic guests. And until it happens to us, until the crisis knocks on our front door, the SWAT team or the tornado, you know, or the wildfire. Or the municipal services gets cuts off, you know. So a number of things can happen, you know, or illness or disease or plague hits our front door, we're not concerned, and we won't do anything about it. And
that's conditioning.
And like Pomeroy was saying, Pomeroy was saying, it's, you know, it's been inaction has been the problem. The time for action is long overdue, and pretty soon we're gonna end up just like Palestine, where our last option is gonna be to pick up, is to take arms and physically fight to the death for freedom. And because that's where the emergency management camps are for the people that are going to have to turn to, you know, to large populations to get feed, you know, to get fed from the government, because there won't be any more jobs. Look at Gary, Indiana. Look at Detroit. Look at, you know, a lot of these American cities that are just deteriorating. If you're not, you know, a tech-savvy person, you got to think, all the Ivy League universities are producing, you know, tech wizards. They're not producing financial wizards anymore. The economy doesn't mean anything. They're all technology driven. So Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg went out west to Silicon Valley. They didn't go to Wall Street, to the stock market, because all that money is parlay money. All that money is coming from foreign accounts now. It's stocks, all that, that's them days is over. So all mm-hmm. the people, the Ivy League graduates that are coming out of Yale, Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, Boston College, Northwestern University, they're all going to tech jobs. And all your foreigners are going into to IT technology. That's it. And if we don't, it's going to be a day of reckoning.
It's a day of reckoning. Now, I want y'all to know also, if you keep up on the jobs market, Microsoft is about to lay off 18,000 people, so they're consolidating in all facets. My thing is, what the sister was talking about with being targeted. Now, that's a tricky subject because many people do not think that they could be targeted. And I think that's one of the most biggest misnomers, because what Brother Race just said, they're practicing on individuals mm-hmm. that are unsuspected of what's going on. So basically, that person is in torture and mentally, because we are not listening, because we're not aware of the weaponry. For some exactly. strange reason, our young people can play these video games with all these weapons on them, but we think they can't duplicate this into the real world, and that they certainly have. They have gotten, I think Brother Ray was one of the first people I remember to want to attack cell phone towers. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they didn't want to listen to them down here, and they put these cell phone towers next to your houses and so forth, and next to different mm-hmm. municipalities, and you're so close to them. These are radio waves that are pouncing down on us, and they can take our whole, I mean, let's be real, everybody, it's like an antenna. If they bring up the frequency, it can cause people's energy level to be activated, and they become agitated. And if you're the type of person who becomes very agitated, you can hurt people, and this is what they do. And so this is a German Nazi instrument that was brought to America by these scientists during the Manhattan Project, everybody, if you're not aware. This is not something that just happened. This has always been in the mix. Germany is here. These are, this is almost like the Second Reich, if you don't understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. The Nazis are in our science program. They have been in our science program. And if you don't know what the Nazis did, you need to do some research to find out that they did mind experimentations on many, many things. And, of course, we were second-class citizens in the minds of many, so it was easier to do these experiments on us, mm-hmm. and they're doing it today on us as well. We are...
And doing it to the children, which is very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because the children's minds are not fully formed yet. And
that's
so
right.
the younger you are, the more danger you are in if they get a hold of you. Now, this is the issue. The caller just a moment ago was speaking about taking up arms. You can take up some arms, all right, and it may come to that. However, what can you take up against a weapon you cannot see, operated by a person you cannot see, sitting somewhere pushing a key on a computer that has a laser.
A laser-induced
plasma channel.
Now,
and
that
will
is
cut
where we are at.
From stem to stern, will burn you from head to toe. There's no,
that's
you,
where
you
we
can't
at.
Take up arms against that because you can't even see it.
You can't see
if
it.
I,
now,
if
hold
I
on,
may,
let me get,
Brother Shabon.
Hold on. Let me get everybody in on that because, yeah, I'm going to let you get on there. Hold on. Let me just make clear to everybody. We're in the last half hour and we can't go over, but that is something to think about. Because we are not, matter of fact, let's be honest. In the next 10 years, most of the force will be drones if we don't stop it now. And drones will have these lasers on. That's a fact. Go ahead, brother.
The last Air Force career field that I served in was a satellite wideband communications. So I dealt with the long range, what they call over the horizon radar systems, missile tracking systems, and the type of communication devices that do emit these high frequency or ultra, what they call UHF, ultra high frequency band waves and radiation. So the cell phone towers, the gigahertz band, is obviously it's a lower frequency, but it's above the megahertz band, and they're in every neighborhood. So our devices we're talking on right now, cell phones, are actually detrimental. You know, they've kind of addressed that in the media and things like that with the amount of radiation that cell phones emit, and you can go online and look up the radiation emissions for your particular cell phone. It's just that it's often overlooked because of our fascinations with iPhone and galaxies and all this kind of crap. And a new smartphone comes out every 6 months, and so but nobody cares to look at their model number or type to see how much radiation is emitted, and it does affect your the cells, the entire biology. There are studies, you have to be vigilant to do the research. Cell phone towers, obviously, if there's one in your backyard or a block away, you're getting a dose of extreme microwave radiation. It's not, to the effect that you'll feel it on a day-to-day basis, but depending on your proximity.
Time.
But yeah, exactly. It's the type of effects that are felt over time, and it can cause fatigue, nausea, things like that. So it's definitely a detriment to anyone of us that's near or
I'm gonna say this because, and I hate to be sometimes I tell people, this being real does not mean I'm being pessimistic. I'm just being real. I was told when I started to get into research of this, especially after Brother Ray had started that inquiry about this, that because where they're situated and how they situated, if they raise the frequency, they can knock out a whole population out. I'm talking about we wouldn't even protest because we'd be knocked out. Because they can raise each one of those towers, if you notice, it's in a circumference of a lot of people. If they raise it, it's just like Wi-Fi, everybody, and it will come, and it can knock out a lot of us by the gyration that those waves do to the brain. Now, again, I know y'all say, oh, no, that can't happen, but you are fooling yourself if you think that can't happen, because they're using it in the theater of war right now. Right now, people think they're just killing a few Palestinians. Man, it's more like 1,000 Palestinians are being killed as we speak, because they're using the technology of these weapons. They have to use these weapons on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the next theater is going to be Africa. Dr. Ngimi called with a beautiful video I put up, and it's almost like a cry. And he mentioned that because of the Coltan, this is how this is being perpetrated. The Africa holds the metal for these high-frequency instruments that we all love with. Africa holds the metal, everybody. Without that metal, we could not connect to these satellites without that metal coming out that ground. And because, and many of you are in the religious world, which I hate to use that word, but those of you who are in the spiritual understanding know that the earth is our kingdom. And it's being defiled. So reciprocity, which I always talk about, the earth is coming back at us as well. You think the earth can't do something to us, you see that they are using the earth as a weapon. I'm going to tell everybody, I want y'all to be very aware that they are fracking. That means they are shooting this rod into the crust of the earth to look for gas, and that gas is exploding into the crust of the earth, causing major sinkholes that they ain't reporting either. They're reporting these things, these sinkholes. Now, we must be understanding that catastrophes, which many of us who have been in them, insurance takes a play in this, and that's another company that's not to be trusted, is insurance. So we are being attacked at every end of what's going on. And again, I always say this, other people say an informed republic or reformed people is a strong people. We have to get more informed. Many of us did not, I mean, those of you on this phone, I'm glad are aware of the things that are going on, and I thank y'all for being, and I thank the first-time callers for coming on. I hope this won't be your last time coming on. And for those who want to go to www.drybonesconnection.com to look at what the sister said about Doppler. Now, I want y'all to be clear about this. This is another thing I want us to be understanding. And they're not just messing with the body. They're messing with holographic imagery now. Mm-hmm. We have on the website where they can make a spaceship look like it's in the air, everybody. I'm not making this up. Go and look this up. They can put images in the sky now. They know that we are a very superstitious people. And they know that with this war going on, I'm going to give you a little scenario. Y'all tell me what y'all think. With this war going on, and they've since they wrote the book, they know the book, they can make this war with Israel seem like the second coming. And because they have the technology to shoot imagery in the sky and make it look real, many of the people will fall for a hook, line, and sinker. And I'm telling you, it's called Operation Blue Beam. Go on, Drive On Connection. We have it. You should see the graphics they got. They've been testing the youth with the Tupac, and they tested the whole world with Michael Jackson when he came as a hologram. They are perfecting it every single day. So not only are they messing with all five of our senses, which is the key to keeping us in control, that means your food, your feeling, your touch, your shelter, they're messing with every facet of a person's five senses. And I think it behooves all of us to continue to talk to others. Like the sister said, I can't tell anybody, but you can protect your household and your surroundings. But you got to be pretty naive if you think you're going to be able to beat something like this without a real strategy. Because unfortunately, the people that are sitting in these chairs are people just like us. In order for a drone to go in the air, somebody's child, somebody's nephew, somebody's cousin is controlling that drone. And what's happened is the human being is becoming narcissistic. And we had a show about that. The people who are doing this are very high-level narcissists, but the people who go and fulfill what the narcissists say, when the narcissists tell a person to go and shoot people up and he know that's wrong, that's a sickness. That's a human sickness, that we will follow a narcissistic system. And because we do, this is what cause and effect, which I say is reciprocity. We are getting our own dessert because we are doing it. These people are, Brother Ray will tell you this, there's only 1% of these people. It's less than 1% of them that got power like this. But the majority of us follow it, hook, line, and sinker, and we are destroying ourselves based on the fact that these people perpetrate a fraud as considered as money. Sister, I don't know if you're still on the line that work with the bank, but are you told that the bank money, are you familiar with fractional banking? Are you still there with us, sister, with the bank? Okay,
I'm sorry, I was on, no, I'm here, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something. Are the people, and I know that you can't blame the small level, but are many of the people aware of what's going on that works for these banks? Are they aware that the things that are taking place, that the banks are pretty much responsible for a lot of the problems, or are they just getting a paycheck? And you can be honest. I mean, we all go through these things.
They're
not aware of what's going on.
All walking in, punching the clock. I said they're all walking in, punching the clock.
Right, and these are really good people, everybody. These are not people who look to hurt anybody.
Nope.
Just like many of our people go to work, are not looking to hurt anybody, but we're looking at the police officers. I want everybody to take a look at all these people you know. Ask the police friends you know. We got to start questioning these people. How can they watch a person get into a chokehold and don't say stop?
Mm-hmm.
How is that? I don't have a problem with a chokehold if you got a subdued person, but it comes a time when somebody says, stop, he can't breathe yet. He can't breathe. He's turning blue. When you just go and watch him go down and fall to his death, you are a participant.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you touched him or not. No matter if you touched him or not.
Well,
and this is where we at. Somebody help me out here. Go ahead.
Brother Drybones, if we all remember the case that happened out in Los Angeles with the LAPD officer, Christopher Dorner, who wrote the manifesto regarding how corrupt the LAPD department is.
Right. I remember that.
And he went and took...
They had a movie called Circle Call.
Matters, right, into his own hands. And, you know, he was a well-trained Marine and LAPD, you know, Los Angeles Police Department officer, SWAT member, and, you know, he exposed the corruption within the LAPD Police Department. There were members of the police department that, you know, quietly supported him, or just they were mute, but then they didn't come to his aid. They didn't assist him. So it was one man who was made to appear like he was a vigilante. Once he started to kill those, you know, corrupt members in the LAPD Police Department, but nobody else came to his aid. Like I said, he was a well-trained Marine, physically fit, you know, knew the procedures, knew tactical procedures, expert marksmen, things of that nature, but he's one man against a militarized police force.
So, right, militarized.
For any one person that thinks that they're going to stand up, you know, against an entire law enforcement agency, you know, I mean, take that example, that one recent example here. So the days of being a John Brown or even a Christopher Dorner and standing up against the system, I mean, you're going to meet a quick demise because, like I said, the support, the people that are going to be committed and dedicated to supporting you, you're going to be few and far between. The only solution that we've seen that works in mounting some type of formal resistance is what we've seen out in Nevada with the Bundy Ranch, where they had a plan put in place to say, you know what, if the federal government comes here, they're going to have another thing coming. They're going to be met with first protesters. But the second line of defense, or the last line of defense, is we are an armed group of people who are not going to allow the government, you know, to trample over our rights. And that's what it's going to take. You know, the days of marching and protesting and picketing and signing petitions, that's really useless right now. You know, they had to pick up arms and say, okay, we're willing to fight and shed blood for what we believe in. And that's ultimately what's going to happen here in this country. But it's only like a Christopher Dorner situation. It's only going to be 1% of the population that'll pick up arms and truly shed blood and die for what they believe in. That's what the Palestinian people are going through right now. They've done all the bargaining. That's it. There's no more options left. There's no more United Nations come in and let's have an agreement and let's try to reach a peaceful resolution. All those avenues have been tried, and all those avenues have been violated, and not even, you know, not even honored. They've dishonored every last agreement and treaty. Like I mentioned before with Crazy Horse, the Lakota Nation. All of these treaties are being dishonored and being violated by the very country and governments that, you know, that set up the venues to create the treaties and create the political process. They're dishonoring every process which they've created to provide the remedies or a solution. So there is no more solution. That's what we're coming to realize.
It's the Geneva Convention. Anybody who don't know that, look it up. It's called the Geneva Convention. We have broken every law within the Geneva Convention, even going into people's country and taking presidents. That should never have happened. You are not allowed, according to the Geneva Convention, to go and seize Gaddafi. That's illegal. And if you notice now, I'm going to be honest with everybody. Let's be real. A lot of stuff is pre-staged. They know what they're going to do ahead of time. One of the sisters said about these killers. If you notice, everybody, the people who have done this killing, these random killings, you don't even see their trials no more. You haven't seen the underwear bomber. Ain't seen that trial at all. I've seen the trial where the guy was getting the killing in Denver, Colorado. Sandy Hook. You still haven't heard much about the Boston thing because these people were under mind control. And you, the one who just did the killing at the school, whose father was a director. These people, children, are connected to rich people, if you don't understand it. So this is very, very interesting on what's going on. And also, I want everybody to be aware of, it sounds macabre and bizarre, but this has to be looked at in a different light. We have a tendency to think that this is something that just goes on. These people who are in control have a plan of depopulation. And I don't know why they want to depopulate us so badly, but they feel that they will have control of this considerable wealth of earth. And we're watching it. First of all, America is the last dance, everybody. I make this clear to everybody. America is the last dance. This is the only nation of people with weapons. Everybody else's weapons have been taken from them. Even the ones over there in Palestine, they don't have many weapons. Hamas cannot possibly be Israel. Believe me, they cannot be Israel. Israel is the number one loaded military in that region with high-tech weaponry produced by Doppler. So they're not going to lose. But what is going to happen, and we see it coming to fruition by those of us who look at past events, trends, they want to create a new order of poverty, meaning America needs a new workforce. The workforce that they have now is too highly paid for them because we don't make nothing. We don't produce a thing. So this is becoming a different economy, everybody. And they have to bring America down to the rest of the people's level. And I tell everybody, this war is not going to be just about blacks. It's going to be everybody whose feet is on this continent. We have to make sure that the people do not fall for this, what I consider order out of chaos. They will start to make us hate each other, everybody. Where they will make us kill each other, and they'll sit back and watch. Now, black people, you've been killing each other for a minute. Now, you ain't the only people killing each other. They're all people killing each other. But you the most focused one on through the media. See, everybody killing each other. Don't think the Chinese ain't killing them. They still, the Italians been killing themselves for a long time. But you've been focused upon because they need to have a scapegoat to pull this plan off. Please, people, let's not give it to them. We got to talk to the youth. I know some of them are straight ridiculous, and that's okay. We can't save all our youth, but those who we can, we need to get to them because they are going to be after these children because they are the most easiest to be deceived. We dying off, y'all. We're not saying this is going to happen tomorrow, but all I'm saying is it's going to be a progression. This next generation is not prepared for what's coming. They will take a microchip in a heartbeat. Believe me. this next generation would take a microchip and think it was cool. That's where we at. And they're going to make it sound like it's something that's needed. When those of us know that when you put something in your body that somebody can control the function of that in your body, you are no longer a human. You are a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're going with this. They are taking the human experience away. And we are allowing it because our kids have a radio call, a phone to their head 24/7. Many adults, and I say this all the time, it's a shame that you can't take a person on a date and they ain't got a phone in their hand. And they're eating at the table with a phone in their hand. This is where we at, y'all. So we're making it easy for them for technology purposes. Go ahead. I'm going to let y'all finish out. I'm going to give everybody opportunity to speak. I'm going to start at the very top. Make your comments brief so we can get everybody here. We got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 7 people on the line that want to speak. So I'm going to go with the last comment. 8848, make your last comments, please, on what you think we should do or how we should do it or what you have on your mind right this moment.
I requested my friend, my contact through Facebook for Mrs. McDonald. Your
yes.
testimony is amazing because we think, and I have told this to the brothers, to Dry Bones, and also to brother Sean.
Sean.
We think we're invincible, but we're not. We think that just because they're doing it at other countries, it's not happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But your testimony mm-hmm. is proof that it's happening right, and that we don't mm-hmm. even know why we have certain physical reactions to things, ailments, and then this is the reason why. So I am very pleased that you came abroad and that you exposed this. If you accept me, and of course with your permission, I will let others know about what's going on through your testimony. So
please
thank you.
Let them know.
Thank you.
Well, please let them know. Everybody can hear me because that is the only chance we have to know what they are doing is against the laws of man, against the laws of nature. I haven't even said the more spectacular things that they can do, because as you know, I spoke about controlling the mind. They can control the mind of man. They can control the mind of animals. I know how that sounds. I understand how that sounds, and that is part of the problem. It is so fantastic that people tend to dismiss it, and when you dismiss it, they got you. They got you.
That's right.
Because you don't believe it. But I am telling you, I am 56 years old, of sound mind, of sound body. 12 months ago, if someone had told me that someone could cut me and burn to the extent these people have, and when you go to the police to report the crime, you cannot get the police to take a crime report? Are you kidding me?
No.
I have contacted the White House, both the Congress and the Senate. I have contacted the intelligence community. I have contacted local, state, and federal law enforcement. I have contacted Florida state senators. I've contacted Senator Nelson, Senator Rubio. I've contacted Dianne Feinstein, who is the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. There's two. There's the Permanent Committee, and there's the Select Committee. They've both been contacted. I've contacted the Office of Naval Research because, as you may know, Jacksonville is a Navy town. I have contacted the Directed Energy Professional Society. you name it, I've contacted them. And others who are being tracked, cut, and burned have contacted these people as well. What have you heard about this in the news?
No.
What official has come out and said, listen, there's a problem? And you know what? I can't say that the government is involved. What I can say is that the government funded research and to develop the weapons. The government has been complicit with human non-consensual experimentation many times in the past. Do you think they just put those crayons back in the box and called it a day? I don't think so.
No, they don't do
we
that.
We need to be
–
this is the issue. I mean, really, it is the issue. There are many, many other issues, other things that are happening. But it's – I think it's the, a situation where it's sleight of hand. Look over here while we're doing this over here.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm telling you, I have a child with sickle cell anemia who they harm. I have a 14-year-old that they've harmed. They put me in the hospital more than once. I was told I was having a cardiac arrest, was admitted to the hospital. They put me in the cardiac cath lab to do the test. Once they did the testing, they found out my heart was fine. I'm telling you that a physician told me that I was having a cardiac arrest. But when they did the testing, my heart was fine, my arteries were fine. These people can control your central nervous system.
Were you ever in the
they
service?
They can kill you.
Were you ever in the service, sister?
In the blink of an eye.
Were you ever in the service?
Never in the service, but all of the men in the family have been in the service. I have a relative now that is considering going into the Navy. I told him he needs to go into signal intelligence because let me tell you, the detection of these weapons is damn near impossible because they made it like that. They made it like that. So if you are being targeted, who can detect? You're talking about signal intelligence, and you're talking about frequencies.
And
by somebody sitting somewhere pressing a key on a computer that can kill you. This is the issue. This
is
the issue.
Give them your,
telling you.
Give them your website, your contact again before we go. So that everybody can get it one more time. I'm interested in seeing that myself. Give us the contact.
The Facebook page is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, dot laser, L-A-S-E-R, dot 94. You'll find a lot of information on there. You'll also find in the photo album section over 100 photographs of what they have done to me, how they've cut me, how they've burned me. And the thing is, this you're talking about radiation with these lasers. Radiation doesn't stay behind a fence. So while these people are targeting me, my neighborhood, my neighbors, that's all being poisoned. So
You said something kind of strange, and I'm going to tell you why I said that. You said Jacksonville was a Navy town. I told my sisters that are in Atlanta, Georgia. The CDC is there. You don't know what they could be using as chemical warfare because it's right there. I tell people all the time, we do not know, and they have no problem because it's called collateral damage, everybody. They don't care who they hurt. 9/11 was definitely something to see that day when they killed 3,000 people just for what the purpose was to bring in the new order called the Patriot Act. That's all that was about. They had to have a reason to put that bill out, and they had to have it, and they got it right away because fear heightened it. But I'm going to say this to everybody because we want to keep this conversation going. I hope that we can keep everybody calling in, tell others. We need to be sympathetic when people tell us things, because You would never believe this. I would never have believed her until I did the research. And let me tell you, it makes me wonder myself. You can never tell. Brother Ray is a perfect example. When they feel you know too much, we don't know what these people capable. And the problem with us is we do not stand by the people. Like he said, we stand by and let our prophets just die, and we don't even say nothing. So what does that make you? And I tell everybody all the time, just because you think you didn't have your hand in it, you watched it. You watched it, and that makes you our accessory to the humanity that is going on this earth. So to everybody, I thank you all for coming on tonight. I thank all my guests. I thank people who are listening on the internet. Those of you, please download the show. Give this to others. The name of the company is Dopper. Look it up. Dopper is one of the most diabolical military strategic plants that you can find. They got robots now. They're making suits for the military to not be, bullets can't be hit. They can't be hit with bullets. These people are setting up for something. Who does that? What kind of army are they creating that you can't even hurt a person, but they can hurt you?
They can.
We just have to be aware, and we have to stop. Yes, they will. We have to stop. And I'm going to make this clear to everybody. We got to stop just letting people tell us anything. We got too many people trying to tell us, oh, I'll fly in and teach you something. We got to do with what we have around us. When trouble comes, you ain't going to be able to fly nobody in.
Mm-mm.
Let's utilize the people that's around us and respect the knowledge of people that's around us. Quit looking for somebody that who's been on YouTube 1,000 times. We so commercial. We got to have a commercial. This sister and the brothers here, we are able to learn from each other at this point in time. Looking for leaders to come in and save us is over.
Mm-hmm.
Over. Ain't going to happen no more. These leaders can't even get themselves together. Because guess
you
what? They
the
have
right
nothing to leave.
You have the right to know what is happening to you, to your neighbors.
That's
because
right.
If it's happening, we're in every state. Every state. And when I say we, I mean those, I call it no touch torture. We're in every state. There are many multiples of us in every state. Some of us have died already. Please find out about this. And please get the knowledge and pass it on. Because that's the only thing that's going to happen. Thank you so much.
I will bring you back, sister. I will bring you back, sister, again. We will, matter of fact, I will try to bring you back with my other friend, Sister Lieutenant Dorothy, because she is very much in tune to what you're talking about. I thank you, Sister Elvira, who got me in contact with you today because she called me and told me you would be calling. So thank you, Sister Elvira, for doing that. And I thank everybody, Reverend Pickney, Mary Neal, the family. Oh, we got another call. Well, y'all, when we ready to go, y'all want to start calling now. Okay, let me get you let me get you out of here. I say we ready to go. 2073, you're on the air. Get your last comment in. 2073.
Hello. This is Irene Olive Tate. I am Kennedy.
All right.
Hi, I'm fine. I would just like to thank everyone for coming on tonight. The interaction was great, and I enjoy listening to the show, yet I would like to direct everyone's attention and plug my website really fast so everyone can go and see my agenda and what I stand for. The website is www.votekate.com, www.votekate.com. So please go to my website and check me out. Once again, I'm candidate for Pinellas County School Board, District 7. And briefly, my platform, I'm focusing on family literacy, health, and parent-child engagement. We have to take it back to the home because essentially that's where education starts. Thank you guys so much, and I enjoyed listening to the show tonight.
That's right. Thank you, Sister. That's up in St. Petersburg. And I'm telling you that this is a vehicle we need to use. We'll never have met as many of you as I have without this venue called Blog Talk. And I think we need to use it and continue to use it to conversate, to dialogue, and to strategize. And the strategy can be basically on the radio. I'll tell everybody, we ain't strategizing the radio. We're going to strategize off the radio because we need everybody to know that what we're doing is real. We don't need any detractors. And I'd like to assist her one day to give us some more clarity on, because I believe that can happen to anybody that is vocal. And we need to be aware of people who are going through this, that we back them immediately to stop. Because if she had enough people in Jacksonville who was demanding that something be done to why this happened to her, it'll probably stop. But because it's not happening to me and they can't see it, they sit back and let people end up getting hurt. So, again, Wednesday night, let me tell you, we have another good show. I've got my brother coming on, Vannetti Amin-Ra. He's going to be talking about, and this goes along with what we're talking about tonight, spiritual and mental warfare and the effects it has on the subconscious mind. And that's what's happening. They are messing with our minds. So, again, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, I hope y'all join in to the talk where facts matter. Thank you so much, and y'all be blessed. I don't know how you could call a phone so fast. It's like you can't even hit a button. Like, how the hell that happened?